Hello, and welcome to another episode of Songdoers, the podcast that attempts to answer the question, what happens when you talk about people who make songs? It's been a long journey so far, and I'm glad you're sticking with me. We're going to find and profile every songdoer in history. It might take a few more weeks, or maybe it'll never end. Just like a perfect baseball game or an improv scene where the theater tech dies partway through the show. I only know how to do one thing, talk about people who make songs. And hopefully you only know how to do one thing, listen to stories. If so, get ready to do your thing, because episode 14 starts now. Episode 14! Clark. Clark loved to host dinner parties, and he always had the most exciting guests. Race car drivers, Hollywood superstars, dinosaur scientists. It's the type of people going to these things. He also made music in his basement, and he would play that music during his dinner parties. And it was usually around that time that his guests decided the evening should come to an end.
"'Twas a fun night, but I have to get home to my alligator," they'd say, invariably, because that was the first excuse in Charles Cappington's Book of Party Lies,
and it's so good that no one ever reads past the first page. Clark knew about the book, so he knew that they were lying about the circumstances of their departure. And the truth hurt him. "How come people don't like my songs?" he'd say, aloud, as his catering crew tidied up around him. And the reason was that his songs were extremely bad. And try as he might, he could not make one good song. One night, after his guests went home to feed their alligators, a total lie, he said, "That's it! I'm gonna make one more song, and if it's not good, I'm gonna quit!" The next day, as he sat down to create a song, he suddenly felt f***ing sick. He had caught a cold at one of his dinner parties. He almost took it as a sign that he should give up, and almost walked away from his Dell computer. But he looked at an inspirational picture of a rabbit on his desktop and powered through. The song he ended up making wasn't bad. It was okay! At his next dinner party, when he announced it was time to play his song, many of his guests started making the alligator excuse. But Clark didn't listen. He locked his doors, played his song, and when it was over, some of the guests decided to stay for one more drink. And that is the award-winning story of Clark, a man who was later found guilty of some horrible crimes. But we're not going to dwell on those. Plenty of other podcasts talk about that stuff. I'm just here to focus on the time he got sick and made a song that wasn't as bad as normal. Listen now to the song that turned it all around for Clark, "When You're Sick."
I got the sickness, the illness, with the unlimited forgiveness. Anything I say or do is now allowed, as long as I don't step foot out of my house. I plan to kill later on tonight. I get the whole thing if I take a bite. Everybody should be running if and I'm coming, cause I'm sick and I'm looking to kill. It's a thrill when you're sick. When you're sick, listen to my voice, I'm sick. I get to do what I want. People who research cures for diseases don't comprehend the power of sneezes. I've been having dreams of a life like nature where I kill. Maybe I really did, or I will, cause I'm sick. I'm sick. I get to choose whatever I want, and killing's what I landed on. Everybody in the club who's sick, put your hands up and then leave the club. Everybody who's at home and sick, keep your hands down and don't move around. Cause moving's pain, so I guess I'll refrain. Won't be inhumane. Hurts too much to move or kill. It hurts too much to move or kill. It hurts too much to move or kill. I guess that I won't. I guess I won't kill nobody. Which is a huge bummer. I bummed out, man. Bye.
Welp, that will do it for another episode of Songdoers. Before I go, I want to let you in on a little hack I just discovered. If you're like me, sometimes you get a song stuck in your head, and no matter what you do, you can't seem to get it out. Well, I have discovered a way to get any song out of your head instantly. All you have to do is... Oh, hang on a sec. Hello?
test results. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm ready. Oh, bad news, eh? Okay, thanks for letting me know. Okay, what was I talking about again? Having a song stuck in your head? Huh. That seems so trivial now. But I guess if you're struggling with that minor issue, all you have to do is hold your tongue against the roof of your mouth. But be warned, as I just found out, it can cause permanent health damage. Just kidding. I'm fine. That was all a bit. The phone call. Unfortunately, there is no way to get a song out of your head. The brain is a mysterious organ that works against you. Goodbye.